This is Dodging Death with Stephen Williams Jr. and Ryan Patton.
Oh, fucking, what a start. You itching your eye.
Huffing like you haven't recorded the anxiety.
You know, there was a bit
of sleep.
That I do like the pre-recording, you know, look that people get when I press the record button early. Forgot to do it today, though.
Yeah, you're just scratching your eyelid. You're getting right up there as well. It's like a trick.
You're a knuckle elbow.
Yeah, you're knuckle deep. Knuckle deep in retina.
Neither of you two need specs, do you?
Specs?
What's
the 28? When do you call glasses specs?
Just then.
I don't like specs.
Oh. No. Should we start again?
Yeah. Yeah. Put your knuckle back in your eye. No, I'm not a glasses wearer. I'm 2020. No, no.
2020? Mm.
2022, you know.
Cut that pull.
Yeah, no, my vision is immaculate.
I've okay. never had an eye test.
I've never had an eye test. Yeah. So I'm saying my vision's immaculate as I'm looking 5 yards away from you. Thinking of making eye contact.
We're going to have to get a bell attached to us, Paul, so he knows our direction. Stop wrapping the cable.
Oh, I can't help it.
It's an expensive mic that he wraps around. Anyway, we've had a communique.
Oh!
Yeah.
From Uber Eats.
We made a big old deal about getting emails from people.
Oh. We did.
Paul, are you rapping again?
I'm sorry. I'm looking at that. We've got an email off Uber Eats, and I don't know how.
I know, yeah.
Oh, you're just looking at my email.
I thought you'd use the Dodge and Death email to get like a promotion.
Do you know what? That would be a good idea.
You get £5 off your next order. I'm on to you, Williams.
Now, this is to the Dodging Death email account. Oh. Yes, I shall begin. All right, boys. What do you think of the accent so far?
I mean, you're really suited.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, mainly Steve, because I see Ryan regularly and Paul from time to time. Have we pieced together who this is?
Paul is continuing to rap.
He's wrapping it around my finger and nothing else.
Like cutting off the circulation, Paul.
I'm just so excited about this email.
I'll continue. Mm-hmm. Listen to the latest episode, and Paul is still referencing my attempt to email the pod in 2019. So what I like here, still referencing, is a bit of a jive. Like he won't let this go.
Still going on about it.
He's got nothing else to say. If I recall correctly, trying to guess how much his cinematic experience set him back. That was the purpose.
That
of the
was
email.
Very good memory.
It was the name of a feature, I believe.
Was it? I thought Paul just as an apropos of nothing said I went to the cinema. How
oh
much did
yeah,
I pay?
He didn't name it. No. I thought it could be like the winner takes it, Paul.
Oh, that's
we've not
good.
Done that, have we?
No. Do you know what? I've not written the feature today. I'm going to do that.
Oh yeah, we could have another ABBA-based feature. after Leo, you all live on Steve. The winner takes it, Paul.
It's a good one as well because you can't swap Paul for Steve and have
no,
the same
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Oh God,
it's
yeah.
My very own feature.
It's rare that happens.
Yeah, we're not doing the Steve G.
No, no. I do think actually The Winner Takes It All is the best of the ABBA songs.
No, Leo, You Love On Me.
No.
No, I'm shooting it down straight away. It's Leo, You Love On Me.
Just a few days ago, I listened to The Winner Takes It All 3 times in one day. So regularly that I tweeted it. I thought I need to, maybe if I put it out into the world, I'll stop. Well, you're not going to like as hell. It was actually the Glee version I was listening to.
Oh, no, William.
Yeah, it's good harmonies.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Annie Friedman would be horrified.
Are they doing another tour, Abba?
Yeah.
Well, the Abba is in the holograms.
Oh, no, I thought it was actually them.
I thought it was a hologram though.
But they're still alive.
I know, yeah, but Annie
Fried.
Isn't Annie Fried is
housebound?
Yeah, a recluse, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I reckon they beckoned her out.
Some cheese and wine. left it on the doorstep.
Oh, I thought it was a hologram though.
I don't know.
If not,
I base that on anything.
Just whenever a musical legend returns to the stage, it's always holograms, isn't it? Do you know what? Having the real thing when you can get holograms?
Well, you'd think. You know, you'd think there would be more fanfare about the Avatar, wouldn't you?
Oh, maybe I've shunned thinking it was hologram based, but if it's the real thing.
Is it at all, or did you just do a new album?
Well, it's called ABBA Voyage. Mm. Join us for a concert 40 years in the making. Surprising it took that long, considering they already had the songs.
This is not Chris's email still, is it?
No, we'll come back to that.
I have identified the sendee.
A concert that combines the old and new. I'm just reading a lot in this episode.
You're reading an ABBA press release.
Anyway, I'll skip ahead a bit.
Just do fine. Control F.
I'm on a phone.
Yeah, well, look for holograms.
Well, I've skipped ahead. I can tell you, yay or nay.
What is it, yay or nay?
Ryan is building.
Don't tell me.
This is suspense.
I just don't know why you're delaying the reveal. I'll tell you back on the stage.
ABBA Voyage is the long-awaited concert from one of the biggest pop acts of all time.
That's still not saying whether the holograms
we know is true. See, a 10-piece live band in
it's four members of ABBA.
Well, they are accompanying the ABBA Avatars.
Dang.
Yes. In a custom-built arena at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park in London. So they are faux ABBA.
Mm. Oh, my God.
They look like sort of Star Trek.
Yeah.
It is a bit. It's a bit Sim-esque, isn't it? Yeah. They're going to do the dishes and fuck. So ABBA Voyage, what do you think? Would you go?
No.
No, if it was the real thing.
Do you know what? They've got 196 shows with a very limited availability.
Well, because...
But they're not doing anything. Yeah. They're just holograms. They're not going to be tying them out, are they?
Well, no, but I'm saying, you know, you think 50 maximum shows. Maximum.
What's ABBA?
Yeah, but it's all a hologram.
You just spent 20 minutes finding that out.
Yeah, but it's ABBA-ish, all in one venue. Is that much of a
if there's 196 shows in that one venue?
All in Queen Elizabeth?
No, I don't believe that.
Yes!
No, I don't. I don't think you're clicking into the... I think if you expand...
Look, I'm scrolling. Look at all those dates.
Oh, so it's like a residency.
but like a residency.
Like Celine Dion at Caesar's Palace.
Why wouldn't you just watch like ABBA concert on YouTube? Yeah,
go on YouTube.
40 years ago.
Well, yeah, but you know, I guess you're there for the band, aren't you?
For the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Prince's Purple Disco. Real Prince wasn't there, but you know, the tribute act looked not unlike him, but it was excellent. It was excellent nonetheless because it was the atmosphere.
Where was it, Princess Purple Disco?
In Glasgow.
Was it like a custom-made venue, or was it just like a town?
No, well, it was.
Just a local pub.
It was like an event space, and it was all being decked out in like purple like furnishings and stuff like that.
Coincidentally, I really my favourite Quality Street is the purple one. Anyway, back to the communique. Anyways, not to badmouth the email. I'm not sure how I feel about anyways.
So you received one email and you're critiquing.
Thought I'd test out this email address just in case I can confirm it works. Congrats on the 100 episodes. I'm prone to feeling homesick despite only being 4 hours up the M6. So always smile when it hits my pod feed. XOXOXO. Chris.
Very nice.
Lovely message.
Did you reply to him?
Well, no, because I thought this
so
would be
Chris
it.
So Chris is still in absolute fear that the email
no,
doesn't
because
work.
I thought I could respond with some witticisms.
Do both.
Oh, this is more than enough.
No, it's not. You respond on this and also respond with a message.
Okay, well, do you know what I'm going to say in the email back? Listen, Chris, just put on the latest episode for my response to this.
No, because that's rude.
I'll give him an XOXO at the end. That was that.
No!
But no, what a great first.
Oh, the XOXO as well.
It's a good gag. It's a callback.
It's a callback. Ryan. Yes.
Whoa.
Because he was on the live chat
and I gave the live chat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, Chris, at least I got it.
Oh, I didn't know about it until now.
Is he putting in the WhatsApp group? Did you not read it?
Paul, you're not supposed to give that away. Well, anyway, things I do like about it. One, it's very sweet. The XOXO is a good callback.
Yeah, excellent gag.
Also, I appreciate he's told us the specific motorway he takes to get here. I like to know the route. And he also had a bit of a jibe at Paul. So, you know, wins all round there. Anyway, so shall I reply as well?
Yes,
you should have replied 3 days ago when we got it.
I just didn't feel the need because I knew I'd mention it.
No, you should reply.
Okay. My cooking is going quite well.
Oh, that was a random segue.
You know, we're not all lobe massagers.
I forgot about that.
Yes, it's going quite well. But a few things. I bought myself some new pots and pans.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Always a good start with your cooking.
You know what? The others were starting to get flaky.
How? You've never used them?
Don't know. I think just because over time they've started to perish.
Yeah, from all the Huel. From all the protein shakes.
Huel doesn't go into pots and pans.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's exclusive to the Nutribullet.
I'm aware you're not frying fucking protein powder.
Well, you can. Along with Huel, it tells you can make some pancakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Don't know if it uses Huel or just generally. Anyway, so I bought some pots and pans. Mm. They were Super Nonstick Plus. Yeah, and it was the plus that I enjoyed. But the problem is, they have a metal handle, and the handle gets really hot.
Oh.
So about four times now, I burn myself trying to make a meal.
That's ridiculous, that. Isn't metal
that
handle?
Metal?
Surely there should be a rubber handle.
Yeah.
Well, you'd think so. But so I did some research. The plus part means it's a bit more professional, and they're both usable in the hob, on the hob and in the oven.
But it's still going to have a hot handle.
Well, yeah, but you can't put your rubber handle in
the
oven.
But is it because, like, the pro is used to, like, having heat on the hand?
No, surely
you,
not.
The absolute novice that is Stephen Williams Jr. has never felt any heat on it. So even when it's, like, a bit lukewarm, you're like, ooh! See, that's why it's with a pro.
Do you think?
Yeah, Ramsey's not getting burnt.
No, I think he's getting singed.
There's no singe in Ramsey. He could put his hands in lava.
Oh, God. So do you think this is more my fault?
Well, I
Paul seems to be on my side.
I think you need, like, to sort of ease your way in. So with the rubber handle and then, you know, move forward.
But I've committed. I bought a 6-piece set.
I mean, it's unlike you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm balls deep now, but, you know, that's what we've got. But all the meals have been gusto.
And you've been impressed with your own cooking?
Except for one, which was a total car crash. Mm. And it was so bad, I Uber Eats'd. Yeah.
As the promotion calls.
It's on the way. I probably made about 7 meals. 3, if not 4, of those meals, the fire alarm's gone off.
Really?
Yeah. I can't gauge temperature.
Can't you just microwave this food? Like,
no.
Microwave?
I thought it'd come ready-made.
No, all the items are there, and you've got to assemble.
You assemble, you do the cooking.
It's like a flat pack.
It's a bit of an IKEA. IKEA of the food world, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
But I realised yesterday as I was making a meal, I thought gusto is a really good name because it describes the company and when used as a noun describes the way in which I cook.
Oh, God. Jesus. Was that all you came up with that line, didn't you?
The whole thing was leading towards that. And then I said it and there was about a 5-second pause. As my eyes dart between the two of you.
I was still waiting for the punchline. Oh, I didn't know God. What was coming.
But that was an English lit gag, that Paul.
isn't that the reason why it's called that? The company's called that anyway?
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it's done with gusto.
They're saying that the most people don't cook with gusto.
Yeah, but it's saying if you cook with this, you will cook with gusto.
No.
Panache.
No.
Yeah, what else does it mean? That reference in wind.
Maybe that's what it gives you.
Yeah, with Steve's cooking.
Oh no, so surely I've not gone on that whole tale just to tell you the gag of the company.
Yeah. You're working for them now.
You see an email from them, Code Dodge and Ten.
Is there not a gusto restaurant in town as well?
There is, but I don't think they're connected.
No,
how
I don't think so.
How counterfeit the name?
I don't know. I don't know if it is counterfeit. It also, is gusto the food delivery service? Is that with an O in it? Like a gusto?
It is a gusto.
Yeah, whereas I think the restaurant chain is sans O.
Now, in that case, is my gag valid then?
No.
So.
I'm terrible anyway.
Yeah, it's the point of the company. It's like,
do you know what?
If I developed that to rap, and someone came and it acted as though it wasn't the point, that it was a film themed deli.
I don't think so.
It's the exact
it's
same.
It's not the exact
the,
same.
The founder of gusto is that's the point of the name.
I don't think they're smart enough to have come up with that. You know, I like gusto, but I just don't think they've got it in them.
No, nowhere near clever enough to put magic tricks in a tin and send out. It's a real entrepreneur to do that.
With the imaginary name of what's it, the magic tin company. How did you come up with that one?
Oh, see, now I've got to open the ideas dump and delete my noun-based gags.
Just the ones when it's to the point of the company.
Anyway, have you heard about Michael Gove dancing in a nightclub? We'll mention that again. I was talking to someone about hypnotherapy the other day. Something you know, I dip my toe in the water of.
You dabbled?
Dabbled.
Got a certificate on the wall and everything.
Yeah, I do. Which I printed myself. And I remembered, so the venue I used to hire has maybe 15 different offices in it, different therapy rooms that you hire by the hour. And each one is just numbered that you go in. So I used to always go into the same one because I liked that the most. And I remember this woman had booked me for a 2-hour session once. And as we were in there, it dawned on me on this particular occasion, I actually couldn't book this room. It wasn't available. So I'm suddenly stiff with stress at the idea of going, oh, somebody else is going to walk in. So what I had to do was, as this woman had her eyes closed, I got my phone out as I'm continuing to talk, and I'm there booking.
You are a con artist.
Praying to God. And I literally, as I'm going and you're finding yourself getting deeper and deeper, I'm pulling out my credit card.
Is the CVC the one with the digits on the back? What's that one again?
Ah, shit, we can't describe it. What? We're going deeper into the moment.
Doesn't take Visa, what the fuck? No, sorry, yeah.
Deeper, I'm saying.
Reaching into their pocket. Have you got a MasterCard?
And each number you tell me will make you fall deeper into it. Is your home address also your billing address? Anyway, so what's been happening? Where have you been up to?
Well, Paul's been away.
Paul, Poland.
Yeah, you've been away. Any COVID rules?
Oh, coming back. We didn't realise that we had to fill in a passenger locator
form. Paul, I told you this twice.
Well, I remember him telling you twice as well.
You said we don't need it, and I said, yeah, you do.
I thought it would be a very basic passenger locator form.
Oh, they're not basic.
Not basic. And you need a PCR.
We know you need that. You could have lateral flow.
Oh.
But I thought I could use one of the NHS lateral flow.
I've got
from work. And about 4 hours before our flight, I was like, I was filling in our passenger locator form, and it asked
you
me
need
the
reference.
It asked me the reference code of our PCR test.
Paul, you say this as if I'm surprised. I've told you all
to
this.
To which I panicked loads, and then had to go on and order lateral flow tests. It only cost maybe like £9 each, so it wasn't too bad.
£9 is different value.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, well, the PCR was like 90. Mm. So if we'd have needed the PCR, we'd have been bloody buggered. Because they had to come in 2 days, because they've obviously got to be here by Tuesday.
Express delivery.
Yeah, so that was a disaster. And then when we got to the airport in Poland, we were in the queue.
Have you took the test?
Not yet, no.
Thanks for coming round.
Oh, triple vaccinated. Doesn't matter. So yeah, so we got to Poland. So I was with me, obviously Hannah and my mum and dad. My mum used to be like the organiser of the G family.
What's happened?
She's passed it on to me in the last 2 years of not going away.
You got the
and has literally gone from being the most organised person I've ever known to the most erratic, unorganised person I've ever known.
Really?
So we were sat in the airport, we got the airport dead early, and then she does this every time. So we'd be sat there for like 3 hours. Sat there, we'll have food, we'll have a drink, she'll have a shop. We'll go, our gate 15.
You're very much Paul. You're at the airport for 4:30 in the morning. Let's have a pint.
Yeah. That's what you else are. What else is there to do in an airport?
Have a coffee. And a baked good.
Is it healthy to have a baked good at 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
So we will do that, and we will spend 4 hours in an airport relaxing, and it will say final call for flight EZY whatever to Poland. My mum goes, I just need a wee.
Oh,
and we'll then run the toilet and be like, and like throwing a bag. So we landed in Poland.
Debbie wee.
What?
Not Debbie G, Debbie. Oh.
I was just having thoughts. My mum, I mean, no.
Come on, that's the best thing I ever said, Liz.
So when we landed in Poland, like I was the passport, the passport guru. I was manning all the passports. But I had also arranged my mum's lateral flow test. I'd also arranged my mum and dad's lateral flow test. Their COVID passports. I'd printed their boarding passes. I'd done the passenger locator form for Poland. So it was obviously I'd done quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I got on the plane and I took the passport. I took in the passport. So I get off the plane. I was like, right, I've got 3 passports. I've got Hannah's, my dad's, and mine. I was like, Mum, you've got yours. And she was like, I haven't. We were in the queue at passport control.
No.
So my mum then becomes the most erratic person in the world and takes. She had a bag in a bag in a purse. So a purse in a bag and a bag in a bag. The purse and the bags are everywhere. We're in the middle of this queue in Poland, and like she was like, I haven't got it, where could it be? You've got it, I'm blaming everybody. Yeah.
You've got it,
blamed everybody. So then ended up going like, I'll have to just run back and see if it's on the plane. And I was like,
I thought we'd run back to England. a bit of logistical issue there.
But you can't just go back onto a plane.
No.
But I was like, Mum, I was like, we've been off the plane now for like half an hour. That plane will be going back to England in 10 minutes. So she like goes to run back through the security gates and then gets like accosted by the security guard.
Oh my God.
He's like, chasing the plane a little bit like the end of a film.
Woody and Jesse. So like, I was like, Mum, you can't just go there. So the security were like, no, you've got to go back, you've got to go. So my mum's like, but I can't go anywhere, I'm just stuck in this man's land.
Like Vistanovsky.
I knew, I was trying to beat you to the terminal reference.
So Hannah and my mum had gone running off to like find security. So me and my dad were like then literally at the front, but I had Hannah's bag. And I was like, I can't now, as Hannah got her passport, because if it's in this bag, I then can't go through security because then Hannah's now passportless. And me and my dad, and my mum and Hannah are then separated on the border.
No.
Like, that's like a, I don't know what it's like. But bit of a dilemma. So it's like the Berlin Wall being built around us. That's what it's like. Yeah. That's the records we're looking for. So I opened Hannah's bag and on top was a passport. And I was like, Hannah's now got no passport either. And when I opened it, it was my mum's passport.
Oh.
And literally me, my mum, Hannah and my dad, to this day, have still got no idea how the passport got there.
So it was Hannah that was to blame. So
then Hannah was quickly apologising, going, I didn't have it, you had it.
Was Hannah's passport there, though?
No, Hannah had her passport in her hand.
Oh.
So it was like passport roulette. We all had each other's passport.
Man was there.
Surprise, isn't it?
So yeah, that started the holiday off on a bit of a stressful.
Here's the thing: do you take actual suitcases?
So yeah, so what we've done is rather than because say to put like a hand luggage, you've got to now pay to take hand luggage on, haven't you? And it costs a fortune, so it's cheaper. Take a suitcase between two.
Now here's my question.
Oh, so, that's a good tactic, that isn't
it?
A good
travel hack.
Yeah.
When at the baggage carousel, there's a line on the floor that everyone's supposed to stand behind.
Oh, I do not stand behind that.
Paul, you are the worst person in the world.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. Because everybody stands in front of the line. Now no one can see the bags.
Oh.
And you don't have room to get the bag off.
But that's why I stand in front of the line, because everyone else is standing there and I can't see the bags.
Yeah, because you're all scum.
To be fair, we were that long getting through security with all the absolute panic. The case was just sat on the non-moving carousel. Yeah, anyone could have literally just picked it up and walked out with our belongings.
Yeah.
And my hoodies. All right up.
It was like Winnie the Pooh, just naked in the waist down.
It was absolutely freezing. It was so unbearably cold.
So what have you been up to, Ryan?
Do you know what? I wish I had, you know.
Are you back on the fitness wagon? This was something you said you were.
Well, I was, and then I fell off the wagon last week. So I've not been for a week.
Okay.
Yeah, because I suppose I've had a busy week, but I don't know if it's busy in the way of content. Because I was so.
So boring. You've had a boring week.
Well, yeah, boring, but not content.
Okay.
That's hard thing.
I mean, I told you I bought some pots and pans earlier on.
I went to the pictures twice.
Okay.
Oh, I went to see Scream. Oh.
Fucking knew there'd be something.
So I went to see
Scream. Digging like a Chilean miner over here.
I went to see Scream 5.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was fine. But
was it a Scream?
It was not a Scream. It was a Yelp.
Never go to Yelp.
No.
No one ever likes a Yelp.
No, it was fine. It was, you know, a bit of fan service, a bit of new stuff. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah.
But so I
ticked all the boxes.
I thought there was a butt then, because that was gonna be your review. Yeah,
no, Harley Mark commode.
I was in the cinema about
Was it a packed showing?
It was a packed showing. But it was sold out apart from the two seats next to me. So well,
I thought they were for Alan and Stephen.
Well, they were to my left, the seats to my right were free.
Okay.
So I had good leanage space. I had a space to put my coat and my snacks.
But you've got a table in the last.
As we've spoken about before, I take a medley of snacks, which means that one small table is not enough to suffice my level of snacks.
What did you take? What do you take the pictures?
Well, I often would do that. No, I didn't have my tea in the pictures for that one. I had my tea beforehand. But if
you know, with your knife and fork,
and a crusty bread.
I've been known on two occasions to have a tuna pasta in the pictures, and I stand by it. I take a bit of Tupperware, a fork, a bit of stainless steel.
Yeah, but who's having tuna pasta for like 7 p.m.?
Because you can't take. I'm not. You've got to take something that's like.
You don't have anything with gravy, do you?
Yeah. I'm not that I can't see it just everywhere. I'm taking a casserole. I'm thinking of stroganoff to the Odeon. So a tuna pasta is quite, you know, it's quite portable. You can eat it in the dark, and it's not likely to go everywhere because there's not much shrapnel.
Don't know. I reckon yours is very mayo heavy.
Oh, it is mayo heavy. It is. it is. I do a lot of steerage to the point where like it sort of is soaked.
The
into
problem with that
soaked
though,
into the penne pasta.
That steerage. It's a gross sound for the people around.
Oh, yeah.
No, and it also wafts the smell,
it
too.
It does.
Oh, I'm wafting.
You are wafting the tuna.
They're all basking in my odour.
Particularly when you finished eating it.
What did you take this time?
This time, I took... You know what? It was a relatively tame.
We do this so often. This should be a reoccurring feature.
Yeah, my snacks in the pictures. Yeah, because I went to the pictures yesterday and I took quite a lot. I took more yesterday.
Okay, maybe tell us about that one.
So I got a southern fried chicken pasta from Tesco.
Okay,
I got a packet of paprika Big Macs.
What?
Is it called Big Macs? The big packs of Walker's Macs.
Oh, a Walker's Max Crisp.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Paprika flavoured.
Not a Big Mac from Mac.
Well, yeah, I was so bad. No. Oh, I tell you, I'm very keen to try...
Oh, the non-chicken chicken burger?
Well...
Oh, the non-beef beef burger?
Yes, from McDonald's.
Yeah. Mm. The Mac Veggie, is it, or something like that?
I think
that?
It's a McPlant.
The McPlant.
Yeah. Mm, I've not had the McDonald's for, 5 years.
5 years?
Longer. Honestly, I reckon I might have gone a decade without McDonald's.
That's crazy.
I'm not a big fan.
It's not nice, but it's just so handy. Like, it's just so
convenient.
I think we had a McDonald's once coming home from a night out.
Probably a decade ago, Paul.
I think we did fairly recently, or did we go
fairly recently? No.
Or did we go? We might have went to Pizza House instead.
We did not go to a pizza house.
It wasn't a restaurant, classic. It was a takeaway.
Oh, we went to...
I think you got a chicken wrap.
Yeah.
Maybe.
See, not a McDonald's though.
We're still recording, you know.
A decade ago, it's been... I stand by that a decade, maybe even longer.
Why don't you bring it back with the this new one?
The McPlant?
Yeah. I don't want it.
Are you a KFC man?
No. I've had KFC more recently, but I eschew all the fast food chains, really.
Okay. Well, you know, what if you've had a busy day... And, you know, you think, oh, I don't want to cook tonight.
Yeah, but you can always cook something quite very easy.
I can't.
You can. You've never just ovened something.
Well, what am I ovening?
Just chicken strips.
But yeah, but I'm not a fucking child.
Just go and get them from Mackey's, the chicken selects.
No, you're not a child, but you'd rather have protein.
But some bird's eye. Yeah. Fish
after a busy day, you're loading up the protein shake with a bit of Huel cookie dough flavour.
It's not a protein shake, it's a nutritionally complete meal.
and you have the gall to go at me for putting in some southern fried and mini dusted fillets.
And smiley faces.
I do like that.
A turkey twizzler.
And beans.
Thomas the Tank shaped ham.
Anyway, so you're popping in your dino chicken, and then what?
Waffles and beans.
Ryan, no. This is... No.
Mayo drizzled over.
No, this is unacceptable.
Oh, I am not getting food changed.
I feel like the super nanny needs to come around.
By someone who had bloody milkshakes for the whole of last autumn. Not a single solid passed through your body from September to September to November.
Only went in.
So go on. You got yourself your spicy chicken. You got your Big Macs.
Well, I don't think they're called Big Macs actually, because it's a
big pack of crisps.
It's Walker's Max, but quite a large version.
Mm.
And the paprika flavoured.
Yeah.
Then I also got some popcorn, sweet and salty.
Is this from the Odeon?
No, Tesco.
Oh,
he's not paying Odeon price.
All smuggled.
Walked in with a suitcase.
Yeah, like a mule, yeah. Yeah.
Were you there in the Tesco just outside stuffing all these into a condom so you could shove up your ass? If only they knew.
I got a bag of nuts.
What kind?
Just a medley of nuts with some raisins.
It's like being vague about these nuts.
No, it was just general nuts.
All sorted.
Yeah, I honestly can't say what these definitely were.
Okay.
There was a medley of nuts, yeah. and some raisins in there too.
Okay.
And that was like sort of my healthy snack.
Could say a fruit and nut mix.
It was a fruit and nut. It was a fruit and nut medley. Yeah. Then I also got did I say fruit pastels?
How long was the film on for? No.
98 minutes.
You cannot eat that quantity of food in 98 minutes. Jesus Christ, Ryan, you're gonna pop.
Well, there's more fruit pastels are on the way.
It's just a starter.
Are we talking a stick of fruit pastels or a bag?
Bag. Your £1.55 bag. No less than around.
I don't think I've had fruit pastels since you've had a McDonald's.
And to top it all off, the cherry on top was a Snickers creamy peanut butter.
Oh!
Yeah, not in the salt. Yeah.
Did you go for the new slender under 100 cal ones?
No, nobody sat by here. You must see you coming in the picture now and be like, cancel them tickets, let's go. I am not sitting by that thing. Crunching away throughout.
In Scream, so it started. It's obviously, you know, that was when I went to see Belfast in Scream. It was a lot more of a tamer order.
Did Alan and Sean, were they rolling their eyes?
No.
Alan Stephen, did you go with
the show? Alan Stephen, No. We're all big on the snacks in the film.
That's not a snack. That was a three-course meal.
I know. That was a buffet.
Were you sharing?
No.
You're not going to take away from the kids.
It's known me for 16 years.
just that, I assume the fruit pastels bag did say shareable.
No, the fruit pastels bag probably would be like
you
a sort of
empty gesture.
But also as well, since COVID's pit, I'm less prone to him.
I think you love that about COVID.
Yeah, that's the silver lining of the pandemic. Yeah. I no longer have to share my multi-bag.
You don't know where I've been.
I've done a hell of a rummage there, you know. Probably, you know. I've made contact with each individual pastel.
I like the ones at the bottom.
Yeah, the black and red ones are at the bottom. So.
Go on.
But in the film, so in Scream, so I thought, oh, excellent! I've got two free seats next to me.
Yeah.
So I've done even just a little bit more of a lean than I probably would.
But you're already reclined.
I know, but I enjoyed having that extra bit of space. That was all. Mm. And then, so half an hour into the film, so this is not even accounting the 25 minutes of adverts and trailers.
How are you immediately onto the snacks?
I wait until the film starts.
Do you? Yeah.
Production comes. So it's like
you don't even get the extra half an hour to eat the snacks.
No, because it's to enjoy the film.
That's mental.
So yeah, so imagine
how you hold yourself back.
I don't know how you hold yourself back.
There's a tube of pasta on my fork. Bit of tuna, bit of mayo.
Singular.
I'm waiting until
the screen to widen.
Yeah, until the Universal logo comes up. Yeah, to see like the rating and like now.
Then it's party.
Yeah. And go. And then it's like that until the credits hit.
Yeah, it's not until you see the BBFC signatures.
Yeah, well in the film. So 25 minutes of trailers and adverts, half an hour of the actual film has taken place. All the setup of like introducing these new characters.
Character development.
Two people walk in. They sit.
Oh,
I was thinking,
no.
How are you just gonna get to grips with what's going on? Yeah. Do you need me to explain? It was insane.
Insanity.
It was insanity. And they were watching. I was like, how can you possibly be even slightly following anything that's going on in this film? Then, to make matters worse,
you had to move your snacks.
Well, I did. I had to. It was a hoodie. I had to pick up my coat and get my snacks. My mask was on there as well. It was a nightmare. Very selfish of them.
Mm.
And
I hope you told them so.
I did. But then, so as the film's reaching its conclusion, you're very clearly, you know, we're reaching the final set piece.
Yeah, final act.
These two people just get up and leave.
No.
10 minutes before the end of the film, I was thinking. If someone was to ask them, have you seen Scream 5? Will they say yeah? Or they go, I saw, you know, 55% of it.
But the middle, 55%.
Bit of a twist, the killer gets away with it all. Did you stay to the end to see the killer get his comeuppance? Nah, I think so. It was maddening.
That is crazy.
I gasped when he got up to leave. I was like, what a waste of an evening.
And then tuttered because you had to move all the snacks.
Yeah, no.
What was left of them.
It was an empty packet.
Yeah. I put my tuna pasta Tupperware on the seat for them gone.
The previous time I went to the pictures, the fella next to me was a really heavy breather.
Mm.
And I considered leaving.
Just for that?
It was heavy.
How heavy? Was like having a heart attack and you oh, give me a break. I can't hear anything Bond saying.
Me and Hannah took Teddy the other week to pictures and all the way there he was excited, like, can I go to the pictures, what are we going to see in the pictures? So have I told this story?
No,
we had to see the new Disney film.
Encanto.
Encanto.
No.
So we went to see Encanto. So he was really excited. So we went and we got the snacks. We got him like the little kid's sweet box. And then me and Hannah got popcorn. No, we certainly didn't get him a tuna pasta.
You need to ease him in early.
So me and Hannah got some nachos. We got crisps, some popcorn and stuff. So we bought the full array of condiments. Mm. We spent a busy fortune in there. Sits down, and because it was due to start at 8, it said 2 o'clock, so we sat down at, 5 to 2. The film came on at 2:30, and at 25 to 3, Teddy said, can we go now?
Oh, no.
And I was just like, no. The film is starting, we are on the first song, and he was like, but I've been here for 40 minutes now, and I want to go. I want to go.
Oh.
I was like, no, come on, Teddy, like, no, come on. He threw a tantrum. We had to leave.
Oh, no.
We didn't get through the first song. I was like, get out. And like pulling him behind me.
Oh, God. Oh,
I was furious. Absolutely.
Another reason not to have kids, that.
I am. Definitely not.
Right, shall we do the feature?
Yeah, well, have you managed to...
Well, I brought up...
Are we not doing the winner takes a poll?
Oh, God, you know what? I forgot about that.
I knew you forgot about it. We could also do Poland.
Poland?
Yeah.
Oh!
Bit of Poland trivia.
See, these are a bit better.
The ones that you're going to say are better than the winner takes a poll and Poland?
No. God, no. I mean, I'm very much playing it by ear as I am. As you were talking, I was looking through the ideas dump of titles, and I forgot what the one I picked was. Now I found it! This feature.
I can guarantee it's got Steen. If Steen's picked a feature about himself.
This feature is all about the body and medicine and medical stuff.
Body and what?
And like medical
the body
things.
And medical stuff? Yeah. Oh, it's not going to be as focused as Poland, is it?
It's called... Medical emergency. I couldn't bring myself to say it, Paul.
Have you got any questions?
No. Medical emergency. So it's all about the hospital.
It could be a bit dark, this one.
I'll try and keep it light.
It's getting a bit like, what was the one in the last one that we had to avoid? What was the question was that?
Oh, about how many fighter pilots were shot down. okay. Are we ready to see how this goes?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. With medical emergency.
Yeah, I feel like I should have an advantage on this considering I'm doing an nursing. But on the other hand, I know these questions will be absolutely nothing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It will be like, how many patients were in Aintree Hospital in 1964?
It won't even be that focused. It will end up being going from like, well, next to the hospital, there's a balloon shop.
How many balloons did I buy from there? My 18th year.
Here we go, question number one. One in every 1,000 babies is born with what? Is it a tooth? Is it B, an extra finger? Or is it C, hair?
Who wants to go first?
C is gone.
Well, I think I know why you put B in there. I see how you're all reaching for something. Because I was born with a sixth finger.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't say it. That's fine.
Which you no longer have.
No, it was removed. I've got the scar to prove it.
Scar to prove it. Yeah. What's weird is it's like attached to the fifth.
It was, yeah.
So it's not like on the palm.
Yeah. So like, whenever I show this, it's like the Joker from The Dark Knight. Do you want to know I got this scar?
Oh.
And
I was deformed.
I was a mutant. So I'm going to rule out for that reason.
Yeah.
But,
well, I mean, maybe it is very common.
Yeah, well, is it 1 in 100?
1 in, no, 1 in 1,000.
Oh, potentially. Yeah, maybe I'm more normal than I thought.
Mm.
No.
Take tuna pasta the pictures. Tell
yeah, the writing was on the wall, really, wasn't it? I'm going to go C, hair.
Hair?
Oh, I think it's A, because I think hair is much more common than 1 in 1,000.
Probably, yeah.
I'm going to go A.
Can we have with a tooth?
Yeah.
Definitely bad. So you've gone for a tooth, Paul. Ryan, you've gone for the finger.
No, I've gone for hair.
Oh, okay, you've gone for the hair. One of you has it right. And it is the tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have gone tooth or finger. Mm. I forgot that you had a sixth finger.
Yeah.
How did you forget that?
Six fingers and three nipples.
Okay, question number two. We share 98.4% of our DNA with a chimp and 70% of our DNA with what? Is it A, an elephant? Is it B, a...
What?
Is it B, a slug?
I guess they're not B.
Or is it C, a dog?
Ooh,
I don't know. 70% of our DNA is shared with what?
It's not going to be a slug, is it? Because a slug hasn't got a vertebra. Mm. So that, and Steve laughed hysterically.
Yeah, a slug must have came into the house when he...
So what was it, an elephant or a dog?
Or a slug.
An elephant or a dog, then. I think it's a... I think it's an elephant, but it can't be. Just can't be.
No matter what, this is quite a good fact.
I'm going to go with an elephant because, and I'm going to give the reason that elephants are quite, I don't know if that would even make a difference. Oh, they're quite like family orientated elephants. They stick together. From
good family, man.
Good family.
So are dogs.
Dogs separated.
Yeah, you're welcome into the home, don't they? And then become part of the
house. No, that's a different type of family though. Elephants like mate, don't they? And then like they raise the children, right?
Through, yeah, true.
I'll go slug. I haven't got a clue. I'll go elephants.
Elephant?
Slug's such an odd choice though. I'm sure I've thought we shared like 90% of the DNA, or like a worm or something like that. So 70% is quite a lot less. Mm. Which means...
I hope you go slug. I really hope it's wrong.
I don't know. I think we have more DNA with an elephant and a dog. I'm going to go slug.
Slug?
Yeah. B, and slug.
I went elephant.
Elephant.
We've literally gotten the two opposite ends of the...
No, I don't know. Couldn't be more extreme here. Well... Do one of you have it right?
Don't know.
No. I think he'd say it as well.
You do, and it is Ryan!
Yes!
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, because I think it's like we share loads of similar DNA with a worm. Because I thought that was gonna be one of the answers, but I think it's higher.
Oh.
I think we're more similar to worms than we are slugs.
Mm. Mm. Basing that, of course, on your naked body.
Am I aversion to salt?
Chop his head off, see if it grows back.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to Mackie's. Last time I went and I couldn't get out.
No, the snail doesn't like salt either, does it?
I don't know.
No, I think they melt.
I thought the shell could have protected them.
I don't know. The slug in that case even worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, that had nothing to do with a hospital.
Or a medical emergency.
Or a medical emergency.
It's a loose title. Okay, let's go for round three.
Well, what else did we went for?
I was more talking about the fact. okay. The heart beats how many times a day? This seems quite rude one. You should know this, I reckon, Paul.
Are you a calculator?
No. Oh.
It's a non-calculated exam.
There are options.
Okay.
Is it 75,000 times a day? Is it 100 times a day?
100 times a day.
What? Are you actually joking?
Is it?
Do not put that as an option. 100 times a day.
Is it? Well, 100,000 times a day.
Or is it 5?
Or is it 125,000 times a day? 75.
Your face, right?
100, 125,000.
75,000. 75,000. Wouldn't it alter, though, based on, like, what you're doing?
Or, on average. Yeah. Because I don't think it would be exact either.
Yeah, I was thought, like, you know, like a jog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're a bit nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's A.
75,000.
Yeah, oh, no, you know what? I have cleaned A.
I have to go. It's obviously not B. So I have to go C, but I think it's A.
Well, you've got 75,000, 100,000.
No, but he's gone A, though, so I can't go A.
Okay, so what have you gone for? C, 125,000. I'm building some suspense here. Neither one of you have got it right. It's 100,000 times. Yeah, but I changed it.
But you ain't gonna say that.
Well,
can you just not? Do you not know what the number 100,000?
Well,
looks like?
My next option.
So you were gonna go 75,000 times, 100 times, 100,000 times.
I made a slip.
That was
gonna
be your three options.
700.
That is ridiculous.
I don't think that's right.
Paul, according to Health24. Yeah, that's right. 100,000 times a day. And I made it very clear. I re-referenced 100,000 many times just to, you know, lock it in there.
Don't trust you. Don't say 100,000 times.
Right. So, let's do... Oh, because of that, even though neither one of you two got the final one right... you have unlocked the bonus round, nevertheless. Mm. So let's do the bonus round. Okay. The human finger. Actually, no. I'll reword it.
Oh.
Human fingers stretch and bend about how many times in a lifetime?
That is the worst question ever.
Paul, that's quite an interesting question. No. How many times does this happen in a lifetime?
Well, how can you possibly measure that?
Who's counting?
Yeah, what survey? Like, what you do that so regularly? It's like a bit of an ET sound.
Well, no, I reckon they've got a few people in for a week. Mm. They've got the median. They've duplicated it.
But would it be more?
I never make that motion.
No, but yeah, you that pick things up.
It's like that now, isn't it? Like, but with that bit now, so like, if I do that, but then put my phone down,
yeah,
am I stretching and contracting the fingers?
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
Oh, I thought you meant like very specifically. Is it not shine and like the kid? Man.
No.
Oh, it's impossible because I feel this would have changed with the
20 years since this article was published.
This is 20 years
ago. Actually joking.
No, I've just looked. It was on the 11th of July, 2002.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Question. Yeah, because new think question. Of how many Sack times you're doing that since the phone that became
what
a thing.
What was the answer?
Like, the only times you're picking up with your phone at any now.
All right, fine. It was 25 million.
25 million a day?
No, over a lifetime.
Oh. Christ. I was going to say, Jesus Christ, he's picking up that many things.
Arthritis. Yeah, you know, yeah.
My fingers are completely weathered down. I just keep picking things up.
Okay, but the problem is I need a number-based one. Okay, how about this? It is, but it was quite a dramatic part of the bed there, so we kind of got away with it. Okay. The kidneys. It's not a great question.
Oh, God. Two.
Okay, now I'm going to find a bit of a better question.
It doesn't have to be a number-related question. It can be.
Well, it does really for the...
Yeah, because it's an estimation, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be something not related to a medical emergency.
No, I'm specifically now
how
making
many,
it that.
How many bones are there?
Paul, that's... Page one of the book.
Yeah. How many?
I've not read the book.
I didn't do that. That's a good one, that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I reckon, oh, 45.
No, I think there's also 170.
Oh, you know what you're doing. That was
day one of my course. Yeah. No, I actually don't know.
The bed has stopped now because we've meandered. Mm. Let's see.
206.
I was like, 45.
Closing your 45.
Just a pancake on the floor.
You've got 20 in your fingers and toes. Oh,
yeah. I had 21 when I was born as well.
Okay. Bonus round. Christmas happened upon us quite recently.
Oh, my God. Mm. This episode's going to out in February.
So, how many people get treated at ER for falls associated with hanging decorations and lights?
Mm. ER? Is this an American question?
Yeah. When a bit George Clooney there.
Did, yes.
Again, it's a pointless, stupid...
It's not that I think it's quite interesting.
...begin to guess question.
I'm going to go. Oh, who's first?
I'm more than happy for you to go first.
45,000.
45,000?
Yeah.
In America, I'm going to say 1.2 million. Ooh. In fact, I will rephrase that.
How positive is this your decoration? National Lampoons.
120,000.
120,000.
What's that going for?
40. It's 40. Same number of bones.
Oh, yeah.
One of you are substantially closer. Because around 5,800 people.
Yes!
Like 1.2 million was well out, wasn't it?
No, ridiculous.
I thought it'd be well more than that. I thought there'd be more ladder falls than that. I don't believe that question. When was that recorded? Like 1682?
No, this is the 7th of December, 2001. Oh, sorry, 2021.
What year do you think this is? 2001.
It was 8.
No, 2021. Mm. So there you go.
A question. I'm also terrified now. Your math seems to be getting worse. You've
now it does.
To stop you to read numbers.
Yeah, it does.
You're all slowly losing your mind. Can't wait for the millennium to arrive.
Let's do the Discover State.
Oh my God! What happened then?
Oh God! Fucking hell!
Oh God! Oh wow!
I mean, I was a bit of a catch.
Thank you.
Oh, let me fix this.
So everything kind of fell. Oh my God!
Oh, Steve's got a boo-boo on his finger.
I do.
Why are you cut?
Well, I fear really looking at it because it might be.
It's not that bad.
This might end with a real medical emergency. I'm gonna vote 999.
How many people each year end up in A&E with podcast related injuries?
Oh God. One. Okay, well I reckon we might be back. We might be back in business. I know, bloody hell. Paul, that was falling toward you. You were no help there.
Oh, I was.
It's not my equipment.
Yeah, I was very still. I couldn't have been more wrong.
Ryan still hasn't moved. At least I got up and helped you pick it
up. Yeah, you did.
I've slightly perched. But that's more because my back's getting a bit warm.
Let's do this. Come and see.
Discover Stee.
Who would like to go first? Suddenly got very quiet. Okay, I'll go first. A snail can sleep for 3 years. Yeah.
An actual sleeping beauty. Yeah.
I reckon because it's so dark in the shell, they're just waiting for it to get light outside. Even so, I still think they judge you for waking up at 12:30 on Christmas Day.
Did I wake up at 12:30 on Christmas Day?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I'd forgotten all that. No. That was true, yeah, I did, didn't I?
Well, I assumed it was true.
Because you did say it.
No, I did. It was true. Oh, I've got a good one.
Okay.
Relevant to one of our experiences when we were in the faraway land of Quebec.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So do you remember when we had fondue?
I do remember. Mm. I remember it well. In fact, I remember that they gave us an option of what kind of cheese, and you wanted a blue, and I still think that's
mental. Oh, yeah, that was me being just horribly decadent. Like, that was, yeah, that would have been, I'm glad we didn't go for blue, did
an
we?
An enormous pot of blue cheese.
Yeah, that would have been, I can eat an, like, a gross amount of blue cheese, yeah. But a big boiling pot of it probably wouldn't have been the best idea. But do you know what cheese fondue, where it is the national dish?
Ooh.
And I thought it was originated in this location.
Paris.
No, see, that was what I thought initially, but then I actually found out it was a Swiss dish, which is hard to say than what I thought. Can you say Swiss dish?
Well, Swiss dish.
I say swish like Connery, shush.
Well, yeah, but you're saying it like a Nike swoop, a swish.
I know, but I'm trying not to.
Do you want to say Swiss?
Swiss.
Okay. Tag on the end.
Yeah, I know how to say, I know how words form. I know how to construct a sentence. But Swiss dish is hard to say in a
flowing rhythm. Yeah,
in a flowing rhythm. But I found out today that until World War II, cheese fondue was unheard of in most areas of Switzerland. The cheese speciality only became the national dish as a result of a marketing campaign run by the Swiss Cheese Union.
Wow, I love fondue.
Oh yeah. Well, I think there's a huge dearth in the Liverpool food and drink scene because there isn't a fondue restaurant.
No.
And it'd be called. It's funny that that we brought it up the Nike Swish because it should be called just fondue.
Oh, see, that's good.
Yeah. Just came up with that then.
Well, my fact
is that just before you carry on, is the one in Manchester?
No.
Do you know? Okay then.
There was one, I had fondue once in a place called that's gone now. It's called, what was it called? It was like a Swedish place on.
Yeah.
No, it on Tideman Street. I forgot what it's called, but it was unbelievably gross.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
And it was one of, in my last job, it was one of my first meals out with work.
Oh,
and I
no.
selected the fondue, and it was a bad move.
Oh, God.
Because you can't eat fondue with any sort of decorum, can you?
Well, you can't really. It's an elegant dish.
No. And it also takes ages to eat it as well.
Yeah, it does.
So they don't finish their meals. I'm there 45 minutes
Third
later.
Yeah. Well, I Googled it. The Oast House, which is very Alan Partridge, in Manchester, they have a roaring fireplace and a fabulous fondue.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you fancy it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's somewhere else. So I'm just giving you some trip advisor, but it's very briefly. Mumbai to Mumbai. There are no rules here.
I like rules. I don't like anarchy.
Well, it's an Indian fondue.
Oh, that's interesting.
That would be interesting, yeah. Wouldn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, Paul, your fact.
So my fact is, following my recent trip to Poland, I have returned with a fact.
Okay.
Which I've just found on Google. So you can still eat at Europe's oldest restaurant in Wrocław. Rocklaw, which is in Poland, and the restaurant was actually opened in 1275.
Oh.
And you can still eat there to this day. It's the world's oldest, it's Europe's oldest restaurant.
Wow. Well, there you go.
There you go.
Did he do fondue?
You know what? Potentially, we have a longer one than usual.
Yeah,
really?
It was.
There was a lot of just chat amongst ourselves, though, so maybe that will get cut.
And then we did have the falling camera.
That is true.
Had a minute or two on.
Mm. Anyway,
which Ryan still hasn't moved to do it.
He's still got the same
leg cross position,
firmly planted.
Well, you can send us an email, and we will read it on the air.
Mm.
And they will reply.
I'll reply.
But yes, don't reply.
Deem it necessary, but I'll reply. Mm. You can follow us on Instagram, which is...
at Dodging Death Podcast.
And the email address is...
DodgingDeathPodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks, fellas. I will see you next week.
See ya.
Leave Dodging Death a 5-star review on iTunes.